Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Up and Adam, featuring Amar, who got up extra early for this one. Thank you for that, dude. Drew is on the show, and we also got Adam, who's celebrating, I believe it's his 30th birthday. At least that's what it looks like when you look at him. Jokes aside, happy birthday, Adam. We appreciate you, bro. And on today's show, we play the domain game featuring golfcops.com, alphax.com, 11thhour.org, and lovelockets.com. And then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment, sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including hyperfocus.com, skilodge.com, and childprodigy.com. And remember, we've got the ICA meeting coming up January 17th to the 20th in Las Vegas. So please get registered and booked and all that good stuff. And if you're not a member yet, then go get on it and handle that. And big shout out to the ICA. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff where you can to help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. And also, we're integrating our shows with Muse.ai now, which provides new search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And last but not least, big shout out to Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains, with a special platform made for domain investors. With that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. Jayon, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. John Burgundy. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, getting into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples and all that good stuff so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts. I almost stumbled over the intro that I've only done 100 times. It's all good. It's all good. There's four segments to the Domain Sherpa review. Segment one, we've got grand opening. That's what's happening right now. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. I drop some AKAs. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things. You know what it is. Segment two is the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score and get some swag to the winner, like this fresh Domain Sherpa hoodie, which I literally rock one of these every day. So you can too if you win the domain game. If you're so lucky, if you're so skilled. Segment three is NameJet and the Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We review a list of names coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got grand closing, where we discuss anything we have not already covered, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention or promote anything we have not already discussed. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Adam Strong, a.k.a. John Wick, a.k.a. Up and Adam, a.k.a. Tony La Russa, a.k.a. Adamantium, a.k.a. Adam Strong to Quite Strong. How's your portfolio, Fokker? A.k.a. Adam, you're only as strong as your weakest back link. What is up? What's going on, man? How we doing?
Not much. I'm doing good. It's been busy watching myself every day on Sherpa.
But I say watching Sherpas all day, every day.
So many hours to watch.
There's only so many hours in the day. But hey, pro tip, you can watch it on like an accelerated speed, you know, so that way, you know, you can cover more ground more quickly. And then once you start talking, you slow it down to like half speed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's like, it's an active way of listening and watching, but you know.
Bro, when I put you on 1.25 though, it's like Alvin and the Chipmunks, man.
You're
like,
yeah. No, that's what I try to do, man. Try to cover a lot of ground quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm like the food. Y'all remember the Fushnikins? You know what I'm saying? I used to rap.
Nah, I miss that one.
You don't know the Fushnikins, man? Come on, nah. Man. Come on, Billy. Do something. Show something. Put something on the screen.
I don't think you can. I think we get knocked off.
Oh,
YouTube.
Ding for copyright.
Don't do that, Billy.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, all no, good. That's right.
Lately, I hear on all the podcasts that are on YouTube, they're always saying, like, oh, yeah, you can't play that clip, or oh, you can't play that song because YouTube will, you know, kneecap you.
You know, all right. Well, another rap group that used to rap fast. Remember Dos Effects? You remember Dos Effects?
Yeah.
Bump, stiggity bump. You know, like those guys.
Yeah, but they way faster was Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs was.
Oh yeah. You know that's interesting.
Nobody raps as fast as Bone Thugs.
Yeah, and then there was
Busy Bones was like. I mean, that guy was just right. Fire.
That
was like a howitzer.
Oh, you know what, though? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, fastest rapper of all time? Eminem? Yeah.
Wait, well, but he can't really say words, though. Like, he'll start rapping, it's just like this syllable. I don't even know there's words coming out.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's Godzilla or rap.
I'm not even trying to, like, take away, because dude is definitely, like, you know, top 3 to 5 of all time ever in lyrical capability. But, like, when he goes real fast, I don't think there's really words coming out.
Yeah, I think it's Godzilla.
With Salt and Pepper.
Huh?
What you saying? What you saying? But yeah, Godzilla, I think, is the track that he raps like the record, the Guinness World Book of Records, like fastest. So anyway, but shout out to Eminem. All right, let's keep it moving, though, because this is what happens in segment one. All right, down to my lower right, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Domains Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. never gonna give Drew up, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate, plundering and doing his pirating on the internet. What's up, man? What's up?
A.k.a. Captain Kirk.
A.k.a. Captain Kirk. That's it. We're in the yellow. You know what I'm saying? He's messing with green bitches.
He's definitely as dramatic as Captain Kirk, so I think that works.
Ooh, I like it. Oh, that's crazy, Jim. How can he do that? You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Let's go, Captain Kirk.
Listen,
Captain
I'll Kirk. Take all that. You know what I'm saying? Give me a Starship Enterprise.
There it is.
I'll leave there you all here is. On Earth. Enjoy yourselves. I'll be out there among the stars.
Oh, you know, man.
Meeting up with alien girls.
You and Uhura.
That's what I'm saying, man. Captain Kirk got all the green bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, shout out to Captain Kirk. You know, like, yeah, you get out there and, you know, it expands you, you know, expands your options. You get out there in the universe, you know what I'm saying?
You're all limited down here.
Big universe. All right, keeping it moving. Below me, we got my boy Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby, a.k.a. Amar Zan, a.k.a.
It's
Napoleon. Napoleon. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, the Josephine thing. Have you guys seen the new Napoleon movie?
We haven't seen it yet, but she does.
People
I heard it sucks.
AKA AK-47, AKA, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
I
you kind of messed
sucks.
Up my
I heard they like, the heart has got a whole bad, you know, like, I don't know.
What'd you hear
like,
about
super,
it?
Super, well, the, like the special effects were like just way over the top and like, you know, the battle scenes were terrible. And,
dude, I heard
you know, they kind of made Napoleon into like a bitch instead of like, you know, anyways, I don't know.
I heard they didn't, I heard they didn't even bring Uncle Rico back.
Okay. Napoleon Dynamite. I get you. Okay. That's good. That's good.
Hey, throwing football.
Throwing football's over our heads, obviously, because we're like, like Uncle Rico. Oh, like, Napoleon's Uncle Rico. You know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know. But yeah. So,
Uncle right, Rico.
Drew with the super negative review of a movie he hasn't seen. I dig that. You know what I'm saying? It's on brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, no doubt. all good.
You know what is good we've been watching is the new Squid Game. Man, I love that show.
Yeah, like the reality show version, that one?
I only watched one episode, and I was like, I just don't get what people like about this shit. I watched that, and I was like...
Did you see the original one?
Thank you. Yeah, so I watched the first episode of the original one.
Oh!
And I was like, this is
the
biggest thing I've ever watched in my life.
Give it another chance. It's a
Yeah, I got to watch that. I've never actually watched
it. Why? Like, what am I going to get out of this?
That's an interesting question, you know what I'm saying? And we're talking about... You know, so from a pop culture standpoint, you know what I mean? If that's like, so
I pretty much hate all pop culture though.
Well, yeah, that again, I get it, man. You know what I'm saying? That's
did you like Black Mirror?
Watched a couple episodes.
Okay.
I didn't watch Black Mirror.
I like the themes, you know what I mean? Like there's like some, some of them have an underlying theme that I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Make you think.
Well,
like,
especially Black Mirror. But most of it's just. But yeah. So
what about Matlock, you old man? Oh, I love Matlock.
He's like, yo, Matlock Murder She Wrote is my man. Jam.
I like Murder She Wrote too.
No, he's a Magnum PI guy. Come on.
Love Magnum PI.
Oh, Magnum PI is that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Love MacGyver. Love the A-Team.
The A-Team. Yeah.
I pity the fool.
All of it.
Yeah, Rain Man. You know? I like it. We're like kind of like the A-Team right here. You know what I'm saying?
I like The Matrix, but only the original.
Yeah. The Matrix was a movie. Reloaded
bullshit.
So real quick, The Matrix for me, the first one I thought was so amazing. You know, one of the best movies, probably a top 10 movie for me. And then I saw the second one. I thought the second one was dope because I was expecting the third one to deliver. But it was the first time that I ever watched a collection of movies where when I saw the third one, I thought it was so bad that it made me hate the second one. I still love the first one as a standalone movie, but like I really liked the second one until I saw the third one. And then I was like, yo, the second one is bullshit too, because it was all just, you know, like the whole Zion, everything to me was all like, it was a big old letdown. You know what I'm saying? I was very disappointed, you know, and then you got that rave scene, the rave in the cave scene. It's like, now you jump, you know, like fuck
Matrix
this.
One was a documentary. Matrix 2, 3 were just like, you know, it was like stupid storyline.
Trash. It was, you know, again, too smart for its own good. I'm like, oh, this is crazy, mind-blowing shit. Third one's going to be crazy. It's going to tie it all together. And then it was like, this is garbage. I feel bad for Keanu Reeves. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, but all good. Again,
I'd go so far as to say I feel bad for Keanu Reeves, but.
Yeah. Well, what about Keanu Reeves? What about the sequel?
I love Keanu Reeves.
On the bus. But, you know, that was amazing.
He got paid.
Sequel what?
On the bus.
Sequel on the bus.
You remember that movie, Speed?
Speed. Oh, yeah. Same thing. Was there a speed too?
The second one was the exact same thing.
How do you get like back on the bus after the first time? You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, we did this before already. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yo, I just don't ride buses anymore. You know what I mean? Like, nah, it's the same shit. It's cool. Nah, don't worry about it.
I couldn't believe they did a sequel of that. I'm like, how do you even like, is it just a different route?
Yeah, and I think it was like Speed 2 Cruise Control. You know what I'm saying? They threw like
day, it's just a formula. You know what I mean? Like they don't need to make a good movie. They just need to make a title that people are going to say, "Oh, I got to go see that." You know what I mean? Like so, you know, basically anything that was like really popped off and has any opening for a second movie is going to have a second movie and a third. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it just sucks.
It is tough to find.
I'm afraid that, like, you know, with AI becoming so dominant in content production now, like, you know, what people fail to realize is, like, at least what we have today is not capable of producing, like, original creative thought. Like, it can create a original image that is the combination of a bunch of elements of existing knowledge, images, you know, etc. But it can't create an original thought. And so, you know, we're going to get just like these splicings, I think, of just all the shit we've already seen and regurgitated. And, you know, people are going to get lazy and they're not going to like produce original, critical thinking pieces.
Not to get too deep, Drew, but everything we think is not, in that regard, then is not an original thought because it's an amalgamation of every experience we've ever had and everything we've ever learned in order to create the thought that we just had.
Or you could also say, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You know what I'm saying? And really, it's got to be the egg because whatever hatched that egg really wasn't exactly a chicken. But then the chicken pops out of the egg. You know what I'm saying? So it's the egg, by the way. So mystery solved. You're welcome.
Yeah.
But no, I feel you. You know, I mean, we can get all existential and shit. You know what I'm saying? That was deep ogre, by the way. I agree that until they get to where they can pump out stuff that's really quality, like hopefully the audience, viewers as a whole reject. It's kind of like what you see with some of the Disney movie stuff happening. You know, they're the Marvel movies, like they're putting out
Go woke, go broke.
You know, I don't even think it's a woke thing as much as it's an issue about quality. It's quality content.
They're optimizing for the wrong variable. They're optimizing for you know, I don't know. I'm not even
optimizing for the wrong audience. I think is really the
bullshit.
Well, timeout. Let me make my point.
Not the stuff I'm trying to optimize my children for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
No, thank you.
I feel you. But what I'm saying is to me, it's the fact that they had a really good thing with what they did with Marvel, you know, all the way up through Infinity War and you know, New Guardians of the Galaxy was really good and some of the stuff. But a lot of what they're doing is just this regurgitated sequel, just keep popping out stuff on it, almost like an assembly line.
Re-optimized for, you know, a different
Society. But purpose. I think, look, man, again, my point is setting that aside. It's about the idea that it's not quality content with original thought. It's a lot of regurgitated. Hey, we're going to do this based on a formula. And people are starting to reject that shit because people are saying, look, like, that's just not good enough. You know what I mean? And I think that's the bigger issue. So anyway, with that, let's keep it moving because this is
the sun's up.
Yo, I love that, man. That was a vibe, by the way. That was a vibe, you know? All right. Well, good stuff. This sun's out, guns out. Let's go. So that's segment one, man. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Let's do a little domain game. I know Adam's got a bit of a hard stop here. So we, shortly after 10. First of all, happy birthday, Adam. Happy birthday. I know it was technically yesterday, but Billy, give us some stuff. Don't copyright infringe anybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't think we can see.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, man. I woke up. Man.
People pay extra for that, by the way. You
know what I'm Well, he's got the zipper about 3/4 right now.
3/4, man. I'm curious to see, is it going to go up or down as the show goes? I guess it'll depend on what kind of show it is. You know, it can go one to two.
He's got a t-shirt on underneath. I was hoping to see some Manscaped there.
It's cold. It's cold right now. It's cold.
Yeah, when Manscaped, you know, comes and gives us a sponsorship, you know what I mean? I'll start wearing top 3-4 buttons open. You know what I mean?
Open and with Manscaped, like the logo, like in the chest hair shaved, you know, Carve with the shaver. The you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
I like it. See, the opportunity. Don't say we're not monetizing.
Truth is, I bought a Manscaped once and the thing was garbage. That shit was like absolute pure garbage. I think I used it twice, threw it away.
You know,
throw it away.
This is the opposite of an ad. Then we're like,
we don't want to get into details, but I have a Manscaped also, and I think it works great. So I don't know which one we're using.
Look at that, you know.
Yeah, I got grizzly bear hair, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Instagram, I actually saw something that I thought about buying but didn't because all the comments talked about how bad it was, and it was a meat thermometer, right? Which is but it works with your phone, so you put it into the meat. You know, I know, right? Super random, right? But you like put in the meat, and then it tells you on your phone the temperature of it, right? Like, I just feel like that's
the best meat thermometer, I think, is like this MK something or other. I can send you a link. It works. It's all the.
Please do. Because I'm in the market in the holiday season for a meat thermometer, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
And this is relevant to Drew's manscaping somehow.
Yeah.
Well, we're now talking about products, things that we like or we
don't
like.
Keep it moving. Nobody's here for this.
I don't know what they're here for, man. But like I say on every show, not on every show, but like I've said on shows previously, hey, if anybody has a problem or doesn't feel like we're delivering the proper amount of content and valuable content, then just hit us up. We'll get you a refund on what you paid for the show. So I got you. I got you, dog. Hit me up at go@fuckyourself.com, baby. Hit me up at go@fuckyourself.com. Anyway. All right. Well, look, let's slide into segment two.
Speaking of go fuck yourself though, Drew, you should hit up Elon and ask him if he wants to use that email. Did you hear about his, he told everybody to go fuck themselves?
I know. Go. Yeah. Did you see somebody forwarded fuckyourself.com to a special website?
Oh, I did not see that.
You should check it out.
I don't know
who that was though.
Some dick fuck.
Unclear. Hi, Bob. All right, let's keep it moving, though, man. Let's get rocking on segment two. We got the domain game. Adam, you got to buy, you got to sell, you want to play the game? What you got going on, bro?
Oh, yeah. So I'm not going to do a sale.
All right.
I'm going to do a buy.
All right.
I haven't been buying lately, so I'm just kind of getting my dipping my toes back in the water and just kind of.
Okay. Yeah, that water, is it warm?
This is like GoDaddy, you know, auctions and stuff like that. That's where I go buy, right? So okay. This one is it's kind of a weird one, but I was watching like a TikTok thing, and so anyway, it's golf.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Golftops.com. Golftops.com.
Golf cops.
Like that Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, Mall Cops. Yeah.
Mall Cop, yeah.
What is golf a golf cop? We're going to talk about that. But,
golf cops. I mean, I don't know. This is a buy?
Yes, sir.
All right.
What was that domain? Why you got? Oh, okay. You ready? Sorry.
All right. Three.
Mar, you ready?
Yeah. Three, two, one.
Dude.
All right. So Drew's got $12. I've got $69.
I'm talking closeouts.
And Amar's got $190.
GoDaddy right now, auctions have been stupid. So that's
right
why
now we're trying to just right now. This is more of like, hey, where did he buy it? Not what did he pay for it, right? Okay. Like he did say GoDaddy.
He said
so
GoDaddy.
I know. And so Drew went with closeout price. I went with the $69 NameJet auction price, and Amar went with the auction price with a little bit of competition. You know what I'm saying? So right. It's kind of like a platform agnostic for Amar.
With huge domains bidding against.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. So you say huge domains off the drop. So what do we got?
It was just a new reg. So I I don't even know why I bought it, because I was looking through my stuff. Going,
like,
do I got any new registrations? I haven't had them forever. So I sorted by new registrations.
Did you like,
and found it? I know I was watching some sort of TikTok video.
You played
or
golf
Instagram.
With someone and they cheated, and you were like, yo, we need golf cops.
Golf cops. Yeah. Exactly.
There's actually, so golf police is registered. Golf singular is registered. So I was like, okay, maybe I had some sort of other reason for buying
golf cops. That's like one where it's like, man, I got so high last night and I don't remember.
Yeah, you were hitting that bar a little too hard.
Yeah.
Here's a question.
He is literally like he is checking in from with the bar in the background. So I think that's
should I go back to retirement, or I mean, like,
no, so
hang it up.
On that note, we've all done those kind of registrations. How long before you drop it?
A year, 12 months probably.
No, he's never gonna drop it.
That takes me years.
He's never gonna go in and like you know, okay, this one. No, yeah, it's just gonna be a permanent renewal forever now.
But the best
thing, I think Jen's gonna clean that shit out. She's gonna be like, hell no. So what is this?
Yeah. So I've had those kind of things, and then the best is when those actually sell. So like when you drop it down to $99, you're like, okay, I'm going to drop this, and then it sells. And I'm like, who the fuck actually bought this name, and what are they going to do with it?
That's right.
Golf cops. I don't even
golf
know.
Golf cops.
I don't even
bad
know.
Bad boys.
What you going to do? What you going to do when golf cops come for you? Golf cops.
They got that 9-iron.
There you go. Yeah, like, yeah, we packing the 9-iron. Yeah, I don't know, all of a sudden it's starting to round into focus. You talk about new content, unique original content. Yeah. Golf cops,
there you go.
So much stupider than I was about 20 minutes ago. Paul Blart, golf cops.
Like Seth Rogen and Kevin Hart, you know what I'm saying?
Next, who's up?
Golf cops.
Amar, what you got?
No, it's you, dude. You're up.
Oh, it's me. Okay. All right, I got a sale.
Try to be golf cops.
Oh, okay. Right. Am I going to be allowed to participate? Let's see.
Little sale. AlphaX.com.
Only boo. Not boo because of the sale. I'm very happy about the sale, but boo because I can't participate. But AlphaX.com. AlphaX. Which is a dope name, by the way. AlphaX.
Okay. So just me and Amar.
Golf cops.
Just you and Amar.
Just you two. It's a two-horse race.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Well, one horse, one donkey.
Oh, I got to get it in front of me.
$24.99, $24.99, $5. Oh.
So for those of you who are listening, not watching, Amar's got 24,995. Adam's got 24,999. Can I tell him who
price
won?
Is right.
Can I tell
him? That $4 is going to cost you.
It's going to cost you big, son.
$93,000.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good sale.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Well, why can you give us some insight what you bought it for? Well, you want to talk about it?
We bought it for $2,500 about 2 years ago.
Why?
And, I like names that end in X. I've got a lot of them, actually. I've always loved the letter X. I've always loved the letter X.
Domain X, baby.
Always. Yeah, Domain X. I've got, a lot of names with X. I was back when I was going heavy on three letters and two letters, my preferred letter for the end was always X. We got to 93. The guy started out with like $5,000. I didn't counter him. I just said, we'd be in the six figures. And then he came back. He said $10,000. I said, no, look, you got to be in the six figures. I came back with 20. And I said, 125, I'll do it. And then he came back with 50. And I said, sorry, I told you it's 125. And he came back at 75. And I was like, almost going to do it. And then, I said, sorry, you got to get closer to the 125.
Then you zipped down a little bit.
And
you know
he went to 93, which is such a weird number. But, it was funny. It was like, all right, 100 was kind of like the number. I was like, all right, I'll take 100. And he was at 93. And I was like, 93 is such a weird number for him to have landed on. That I was like, all right, this, most likely the guy would probably go to 100 if I like countered with 100. But at the same time, like 93 is such a weird number for him to just pull out of a hat that I was like, maybe there's some weird constraint. And I was like, we're close enough. I'm going to just, leave a little meat on the bone for the dude and just take it.
That's a good sale. That's a good sale. I wonder if it's this Alpha X Decision Sciences.
No idea.
They're using Alpha X DS. See, it seems like a type of AI name.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's a bunch of Alpha X's. So
yeah.
There's a lot.
Who doesn't want some alpha?
It's good that it ends in the alpha, the prefix word or whatever you want to say ends with an A because it looks like Alpha X, which kind of gives it a little bit.
Which gives it nothing. What are you talking about?